Now, before I get going, how many of you know what we've talked about? We've talked about what? God never what? Said that. How many of you remember what we first talked about? Anybody? Wow, that's powerful, huh? Powerful. How many of you know money is not the root of all evil? Right? It's a root of evil in people's lives. Amen? All right, then a couple weeks ago, how many of you know God is not mysterious? Right? We can know the will of God. Do y'all believe that? If not, download my message. It was awesome. Awesome. All right, last week Tove talked about judgment, that as a believer, we do, you know, we do have to watch out. We're not judging people. But at the same time, the Bible says that a spiritual man does have the right to judge, and he judges based upon three things. He judges based upon God's word, right? Come on, God's love. Right? And God's wisdom. And he talked about that and covered that last week. Not going to retread that. Here's what I want to talk about tonight. Actually, tonight is one of those unique nights where I feel like I have four or five messages ready. And I didn't know what to do. So my thought was, I'm going to preach them all. Anybody all right with that? Anybody got plans later? May want to call now. Go ahead, take five and call. No, on a serious note, kind of not serious, but serious. I am going to preach four different things that God never said. And these are things that I didn't feel like I could build, in a sense, a whole message around. But there are definitely ideas that I may end up preaching a whole message about one of them or two of them or three of them, probably all four of them. So these are things that, these are like, if you want to call, I'm just going to call it like, you know, the top four most annoying things that Pastor Charlie hears on a day-to-day basis from people that are spiritual but that aren't really spiritual. Did y'all get that? All right? So these are things that people say that oftentimes are not biblical. Now, with that being said, we're going to use the Word of God. We're going to use the Word of God to kind of prove these out and to kind of, and hopefully tonight you'll get something out of this that you maybe never thought about before. But let's check this out. Number one, let's talk about truth. How many of you believe that truth is an important thing when it comes to your spiritual walk? Wouldn't you hate to get to the end of this life and find out this was all a hoax? How many of you hear what I'm saying? How many of you would, you know, for the atheist, I heard Phil Robertson say it the best. He said, for the atheist, the best thing he has is to hope that there isn't a God. You know, for the believer, we know and believe with all our heart there is a God. Right? So we're not going to get to the end of this thing and believe there isn't a God. We know there is a God. The Bible says that even nature declares there's a God. Right? How many of you know, as sophisticated and as smart as we are, we're not making things that God has made, right? All right? So let's just look at this. Number one, John 8:32. Look at this. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Everybody say, the truth sets me free. Listen to this. Every time you hear truth, truth sets you free. Hey, Molly, could you do me a huge favor? Could you change that background to just clouds? I don't know if I, thank you very much, ma'am. Just very annoying to me, all right? But how many of you know the truth is what sets you free? And here's my point. Let's flip it around and say this. Anywhere there's bondage in your life, it's because you believed a lie. Did y'all get that? Anywhere there's bondage in your life where you're not experiencing abundant living, where you're not experiencing joy, where you're not experiencing freedom and liberty that God has rightfully died for you to have, anywhere you have bondage, it's because you believe a lie. So it's so important that as we live our life that we don't believe lies. Let me show you another scripture that kind of goes along with it. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for what? Lack of? Come on, you got to talk to me. Lack of what? Lack of prayer? No. Lack of going to church? No. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Knowledge about what? Knowledge about God. Knowledge about His Word. That's how all these things get started that God never said. You know? They get started because people have no knowledge of what they're talking about. Y'all hear what I'm saying? All right? Listen to this. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also rejected you from being the priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also have forgotten your children. In other words, he's saying, hey, listen, your children are not going to be blessed because you lack knowledge. And if you want your children to be blessed, you should have knowledge, right? All right, so that's kind of my spill on, we need to know truth and we need to know the truth, and the truth, as we hear it and as we apply it to our lives, it will set us free. All right, so here we go. Number one thing, if you're taking notes, you can write this down, although I could probably build a message out of this one. I didn't feel the need to, so I'm just going to shotgun blast this one. Ready? First and foremost, you ready? When someone dies, they become an angel. Oh, my word. Hold on, let my head explode and come back again. Listen, there are folks that believe that when you die, you become angels. Now, let me just first of all teach you something here tonight. First and foremost, I don't know why you'd ever want to go a step down in the things that God has created instead of a step up. Check this out, everybody. We, human beings, are the only classification of people that are in the same category, watch this, as God. Now, we're not God. Please don't misunderstand. I'm not saying we are God. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying we share the category with him. Only God didn't become an angel. Jesus became a man. Jesus became a man. He didn't become an angel. He became a man. And what I'm here to tell you is you were created in the image and likeness of God. You were made so much like God that if you were made any different, you'd be God. But you're not God. You're one step down from God. But although you exist, you are as high a level of a being as God has ever created. Matter of fact, you are the crown jewel of all God's creation, human beings. That's why it's the enemy's job always, anytime it's portrayed on TV or whatever, aliens are always smarter. You ever notice that? And humans are the dummies. That's a mockery of God. You have been created in the image and likeness. How come they never find dumb aliens on TV? You ever thought about that? There's never dumb aliens like they ran into the planet by accident. They always like found us. You know, like we're the dummies that couldn't find them. How many of you know? Here's the truth. You ready? You are the crown jewel of all God's creation. You are not an angel. You are a little, believe it or not, the Bible says you were created a little bit higher than. The Bible, oh, Pastor Charlie, it says a little bit lower than the angels. No, it doesn't. The Bible says Elohim, that God was created a little bit higher than the angels. That verse that you're talking about, which is found in Psalms, says you were created a little bit lower. If you look at the word lower in parentheses, it was a translated lower because the writers of the Bible, whenever they were translating it, didn't want to say that man was higher than angels because back then they were worshiping angels. Y'all get that? That's why it was shunned upon. Now check this out. Let me show you something here. Just to prove to you that you do not become an angel when you die. If y'all were looking forward to being an angel, I'm here to burst your wings. All right? I'm here to bust your wings up, you know, and tell you. Check this out. Matthew 17, 1 through 4. This is on the Mount of Transfiguration, all right? Jesus is on the Mount of Transfiguration. You have Peter, James, and John up there with him. Lo and behold, they seen two people that were dead. Now, if they were dead and they're angels, then you got a case for the fact that when you die, you become an angel. But if they're dead and they're not angels and they're still people, then you got a case that you become some people when you die. Everybody get that? Or did I go too fast? All right, check it out. Here we go, Matthew 17, 1. Now, after the 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up high on the mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as the light. Watch this. And behold, angel Moses and angel Elijah appeared to them, talking with them. Is that what it says? How many of you know it says Moses and Elijah? How many of you know these are folks that have passed away, but now they're back here on the earth? Y'all get what I'm saying? They were human beings. When you die, you are still a human being. You are still a person. You are still everything you are here, except better looking. Got a perfect body. That's the only thing you get. Hey, check this out. I'm going to tell you something right here. Your spiritual body is exactly the same as your physical body in appearance. In appearance. Moses and Elijah were the exact same people they were when they were here on the earth. Did y'all get that? So when people die, they don't become angels, they become human beings. They're people Amen? That's a, angels are a totally different class of being. Look at this. I'll give you one more verse here, and then I'm going to get into my second one because I like that one too. To them it is revealed, this is 1 Peter 1:12. To them it is revealed that, not to themselves, but to us, talking about angels, but to us, they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you, those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit, sent from heaven. Watch this. Things which angels desire to what? Look. Come on, everybody say, look into. Hey, everybody, look, check this out. Angels have no redemption plan. Jesus came, died on the cross. He died for humanity. He didn't die for angels. How many of y'all hear that? He died for humanity. You say, Pastor Charlie, why can't angels be redeemed? Because they are before the throne of God, and they, if they rebel without a tempter. Every person on the planet, this is why God gives us grace and mercy in his Son and the blood of Jesus and all that. You want to know why? If we veer away from God, it's because the enemy, Satan, Lucifer, tempts us and pulls us away. Y'all getting what I'm saying? If you lived before the throne of God each and every day of your existence, and then you decide to walk away from God, how many of you know you're without excuse? Yes. That's why angels can't be saved, but humanity can. Because humanity failed and fell out of the Garden of Eden. Y'all know we're not in the Garden of Eden no more, right? Humanity came out of the Garden Eden, out of the Garden of Eden because Satan tempted them and pulled them away. Did y'all get that? Angels rebel against God. There's no redemption because they are without excuse. Mankind has been given the absolute victory in Christ through redemption because we were deceived by a tempter and then born in sin. Everybody get that? Or are we too deep tonight? All right, praise God. Here's the next one. You ready? So that's number one. Number one, do you become an angel when you die? Come on, man, you ain't got wings. You ain't Michael Jordan. I believe I can fly. No, you can't. Hey, check this out. Number two, you ready? Take the notes. Take this one down. And I'll be honest with you. I debated about this one. I debated because I may cause some trouble in here. All right, I may cause some trouble when I talk about this, but I can't help but, just excuse me. You ready? Here we go. All religions are equally valid. Oh my goodness, dude, we need to get going on this one. All religions, Pastor Charlie, don't you know? Everybody can just kind of believe whatever they want to believe because after all religions are equal. How many of y'all seen this before? You know, when it comes to all religions are equal, you know, here's what they're really saying. We all worship the same God, just different names, different cultures, different ideas. That's really what everybody's saying. Have you seen this? Have you seen this? I saw this the other day. I see this on people's car all the time. You know what this means? This means, can't we all just get along? Can't we coexist? That's what it is. It's the symbol for coexisting, and people have it on their cars, which is hilarious because I see that symbol along with other ones like, you know, believe in Jesus. You'll get that later. You know, because they're not cool. Here's the meaning of them. The first one is Islam. The second one is peace, male, female, Judaism, Wicca, pagan, also Baha, Taoism, and Christianity. Can't all those religions get along? Because after all, they're all religions. It doesn't matter. As long as you believe in something, then everybody's equal and everything's on the same playing field, right? How about this? Let me just kind of set your heart at ease and say this. I seen this too the other day. You can't coexist with people that want to kill you. That made me laugh. That made me laugh because, I mean, really, the first one is Islam. How many of you know they're not interested in coexisting with anybody else? Not even other Islamic people. Hello, somebody. So next time your friends, and if you got one of these on in your park, in our parking lot, please take it off today. In Jesus' name, we will supply we'll get you a new bumper. I mean, take that dumb, idiotic sticker off your car. You can't coexist with all these religions. Here's why. All of them contradict each other. Every one of them contradict each other. You can't coexist with Islam. Islam isn't going to coexist with anything else. Let's just break it down, and let's break it down into four major world religions, all right? We'll leave Judaism out of it only for the sake of Christianity. We'll combine it with Christianity since they kind of have the same roots. But let's just go with it for a second. If you don't know what the four major religions are in the world, it's very, very simple to figure out. You got Hinduism, all right? You have Buddhism. You have Christianity and Islam. Outside of Judaism, all right? Y'all follow me? All right, so let's just kind of sum up what these religions believe. Oh, atheism, if you want to call that a religion. Let's say you got all five of those clowns up in a plane, all right? They're all up in a plane, and you got the atheist up there first. Let's ask him, and it's 10,000 feet up, and you got to jump out of the plane because the plane's going to die, or the plane's going to take a nosedive, and it's going to crash and burn, all right? Have I painted the scenario? You got these four dudes up in the plane, and the plane's going to crash. What are we going to do? All right, and now here's the deal. First of all, you ask the atheist, and you say, hey, just give us enough time. We'll grow some wings. I think that's hilarious. I think it's hilarious. I mean, you know, you ain't growing wings. I covered that on point number one. You ain't growing wings, y'all. All right, when I die, I'll have wings. You ain't going to have wings. All right, so let's just say the atheist, let's just cast him aside. Let's talk about, first of all, Hinduism, the idea of reincarnation, the idea of, you know, if you do bad, you know, you get bad, and if you do good, you get good, all right? And that your life is simply one long line, and you get reincarnated each and every time. So let's say this, you live life, you're on the plane, and you're a jerk, so you end up, you know, without a parachute. You know, you're a good guy, so you end up in first class. You were real bad, so you get thrown out first. How many of you know that? That's what that religion believes. Here's the truth. You ready? You ever watch those movies about India, about Hinduism and how what's going on over there? Those folks, they got pork chops and steaks walking around, and they're starving. Why? Why, you might ask? Why don't somebody get a barbecue pit, right? No, why? Because grandma died and she's in the pig, or she's in the cow, or she's into this, or she's into that. They don't even walk on ants because they sweep it and they sweep the floor in front of them because they don't want to crush somebody that's went on before them. Sounds kind of funny until you start thinking about it like this. If you're handicapped, they don't help you. Why don't they help you? Because you deserved it because you were mean in your prior life. Instead of acknowledging that there is sin in the earth and there's a curse in the earth, they say, no, it's the person's fault they were born with a disability. Come on, how many of you know that could become evil and nasty real quick? Yeah, it's a bad religion. Let's talk about, that's Hinduism. Let's talk about, what was the next one? Buddhism. And so Buddhism, you got those guys up in a plane 10,000 feet, and they say, don't worry about the plane crashing. It's all just a state of mind, man. Which is a hoot to me. The plane is going to crash. Just go to your other place. Just meditate it away. Come on, help me know it ain't going to happen. Isn't going to happen. And I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on that except to say that is the silliest thing. That is the silliest thing. Because it doesn't really address the issue of sin in people's lives. It doesn't address the issue of evil in people's lives. You can't meditate away evil. Praise God. Then let's go to the third guy. You got third guy, the Islamist. Here's what the Islamist believes. The Islamist believes if we blow up the plane, we're closer to heaven than we'd ever be. Right? Because all good Islamists believe that here's what they truly believe. You ready? They believe that there's no guarantee for their salvation. Y'all hearing me? The only guarantee for their salvation is this: if they're a martyr. That's the only way. If they're a martyr. If they die for the case of Islam, then they're guaranteed heaven. That's the only way of salvation. That's why that religion is a death cycle. It's a religion of peace. Anybody that says that don't know anything and hasn't studied it out enough. You happen to sit under a pastor who's studied that stuff out, and I'm telling you, it is a flat out a demonic thing. Matter of fact, I believe it's the Antichrist religion. I believe the Mahdi is the Antichrist incarnate. Yeah, praise God. You can get my Awakening conference on that. I took a whole weekend and talked all about that stuff. But here's my point. My point is this, that the only way they receive salvation is by blowing themselves up and by torturing other people. That's the only way they get guaranteed salvation. Here's the principle. It is a system of works, not faith, not belief, not belief. Only Christianity shows up to a plane that's going down and hands someone a parachute and says, I paid the price for you to have a parachute to jump out of this plane with. So to say all religions are equal are like saying that all those men jumping out of a plane are equal. No, only one has the parachute. Only one can save you. Only one is separate than all the others. Every other religion in the world, I don't care if it was made up or not. I don't care how long it's been here. Every other religion in the world has to do with you working towards God. Only Christianity is the idea that God came in Christ reconciling man to himself. Jesus came to the earth to rescue us. We couldn't rescue ourselves. Only he could rescue us, praise God. Christianity is far above. That's why it makes me sick, makes my stomach turn, makes my head explode when I see people trying to say that Christianity is like every other religion in the world. No, it is not. Say, what about Judaism? Judaism is just incomplete. It's accurate, but it's incomplete. Why? You need the tabernacle. You need Jesus to redeem it all. There was no salvation under the law. The law only proved that you were unrighteous. You need Jesus to show you what righteousness looks like. Say, well, that's all good and dandy, Pastor Charlie, but do you have any other proof that Christianity is not like any other religion in the world? Absolutely. I'm not up here battling my jaws just because I believe something. I'm doing it because I've studied it out to prove it true. How can I prove it true? There are three major ways Christianity distinguishes itself from every other religion in the world. You ready? It is the absolute exception to every other religion in the world. Here it is. Christ's prophecies, first and foremost. Do you know that there are over 300 prophecies? Do you know that only 9 prophecies, one man fulfilling 9 prophecies is mathematically impossible? Jesus did over 300 in the Old Testament. Over 300. Proving every one of them. No man could do that. It's impossible with God's hand and his sovereign hand. Boy, he's a little wound up tonight. I know! When I hear people say, oh, you're a religious person. No, I'm not. I'm a Christian. I believe certain things. I believe that Jesus was prophesied in the Old Testament all through it. He was concealed in the Old Testament, but now he has been revealed in the New Testament. And we know what the entire 39 books of the Old Testament was talking about. Praise God. Amen. Yeah, absolutely. Christ's prophecies. Think about it. Things like this. Things that only the Bible could reveal. He was born of a virgin. What other religion in the world can say it was born? A man was born. Have y'all seen virgins lately? The reason they're virgins is because they have it. Y'all smelling what I'm cooking? I'm just saying, they're all religions are the same. No, they're not. We have a virgin birth. We have a virgin birth. That don't happen every day. That's all I'm saying. It don't happen every day. Born in Bethlehem, proven. He would be preceded by a messenger, John the Baptist. Proven. How about this? He would be rejected by his own people. These are all prophecies of the Old Testament. He would be betrayed by his closest friend. The Bible says for exactly how much in the Old Testament. We find out in the New Testament that's exactly what happened. Judas didn't realize it, but he was fulfilling Bible prophecy. No other religion in the world. can say that. Matter of fact, let's go pick in a fight with Islam. Muhammad's own writings contradict himself. Praise God. Well, you're just small-minded. No, I'm strong-minded, and I know what the Word of God says, and I believe what the Word of God says. Amen? His side would be pierced. He would be crucified. How about this? He would be resurrected. Yeah, that don't happen every day. Right? How about this? Look at this. Christianity is different. Why? Because of what Jesus did. Jesus did. I got a list of just a few miracles that he did. Jesus changed water into wine. He cast out demons. He healed lepers. He healed diseases. He healed the paralyzed. He raised the dead. He restored sight to the blind. He restored a deaf and the mute. He fed the multitudes. He walked on water. Water. He calmed the storm with the command. He rose from the dead. He appeared before his disciples after the resurrection. What religion in the world can compete with that? Say, oh, that's just stories made up in the Bible. No, it isn't. You go to some of the hardest critics of Jesus's day who wrote about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus and said it was a known fact. People that didn't want to believe even after he did it right before their eyes. Right before his eyes. Oh, Christianity, just like every other religion in the world. No, it isn't. No, it is not. And matter of fact, and the third thing I got up on the screen is, if nothing else should prove Jesus is who he says he was, his resurrection should be enough to tell us that he is who he says he was. Come on, amen? Aren't you glad he got up? Because here's what the Bible says. The same power that raised Christ from the dead now dwells in you. Christ dwells in us. He lives in us. In him we live and move and have our being. We are in Christ. Christ is in us. Muhammad doesn't live in Islam. Buddhists and Taoism don't live. And the atheists, they believe they are God. Come on, am I right? Only Christianity has it right. So the next time you hear somebody say, oh, all religions are the same, I beg your pardon. Stop. It's not true. They're not all the same. They don't all have the same Savior, right? I didn't even go into the idea that the Bible is the incorruptible seed of the living God. The Bible is absolutely perfect. It is the only holy book of all religions that's absolutely accurate. With the exception of the translations. How many of you know that the Bible was not written in New King James? How many of you know it wasn't even written in King James? How many of you know it was written in Hebrew, Old Testament, Greek, New Testament, and Arabic splashed in between the middle? Do y'all know that? So anything that you read in your Bible that seems to contradict itself, I promise you if you'll go back to the original, you'll find out the original intent and you'll realize that it never contradicts itself. I love what Billy Sunday said. People asked him, he was a great preacher, early 1900s. He was a baseball player out of Chicago who became, I know nothing good could come out of there, but Billy Sunday did. He became a great preacher, and he was the first one that used the song Just As I Am and the Sawdust Trail, and he was just a great preacher, and he had all kinds of quick cliches that he would use. And one of the cliches he would use is people would say, Billy Sunday, the Bible has all kinds of contradictions in it. And he would say, sir, man or woman, he would say, the only contradiction is the Bible is your life. The only contradiction in the entire Bible is your life. You know? He was basically trying to say that, listen, if you want to really find out where the contradiction is, it's not in the Bible, it's in our life and our lack of understanding of the Bible. Amen? That's the way it is, all right? So there's number two. Have I done my job on exploding on that one? I know it's not the 4th of July yet, but we had some fireworks right there. That'll make some people really annoyed. All right, and I got like 14 scriptures for that one, but I'll belabor it. Well, we got to look at one. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one. Oh, Jesus is so small-minded. Jesus is so anti-religious. Jesus, I mean, I mean, that's a small worldview to say. I mean, how can you say, come on, we either believe Jesus or we don't. And Jesus said, no one goes unto the Father except by, boy, that's pretty exclusive. Yeah, I know. I didn't say it. Jesus said it. There is no other religion in the world that takes you to the Father except Christianity and Jesus Christ and Him alone. Amen? Look at this. I love this one. Acts 4:12. I even quote this all the time. There is no salvation in any other, for there is no other name given under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, you're only saved if you know Jesus, right? That's it. There is no hope outside of that. It's all, every religion in the world is a plane about to crash. A plane about to crash. Yes, it is. Only Christianity gives you the parachute. And Jesus paid the price for the parachute. He actually strapped you onto the parachute. He is the parachute because you're in Him and He jumps, you jump tandem with Him. Y'all know what that means? You join together with Him, you jump in Him. Right? You're in Christ. And I'm telling you, man, only in Christ are you saved. Only in Christ are you safe. Amen? One of the things that I was going to talk about, but I kind of felt like Toph kind of hit on it last week, so I didn't want to go there too much. But we were talking, I really wanted to tell you about part of what I wanted to include in my message tonight was the idea that, you know, that God is not angry at you. That all the anger and wrath and punishment that God had, He poured out on Jesus. And now that you're in Christ, there is no judgment on you. I figured y'all would be a little bit happy about that. I'm a little bit excited about it. You know, the fact that He took all my penalty, praise God, amen. He took it all. He took it all. Every part He took. When Jesus said, it is finished, what was He talking about? He was talking about the penalty of our sin upon Him, right? When the Bible says, He said, if I be lifted up, I will gather all. The next word is men. If you'll read that in your Bible, that word men was put in there. That wasn't in the original. It says, if I be lifted up, I will gather all unto me. For the ruler of this world has been judged. What's He talking about? Jesus is talking about, if I be lifted up, I'm going to gather all the judgment of this world onto me, and I'm going to pay the price of all sin in the earth so that everyone in Christ is free from judgment and free from sin. Come on, that's good news, right? Oh, y'all didn't do some knuckleheaded stuff when you were young? Come on, aren't you glad for Jesus redeeming us? Amen? All right, here we go. Number three, you ready? The third thing that makes my head pop, not literally, makes me want to scream when I hear people say this, is this one right here. You ready? And people say it with the best intentions, and I know. Here you go. You ready? We're all children of God. Can't we all just get along? I mean, we're all children of God. We're all children of God. Let me distinguish something. We were all created by God, but we're not all children of God. Can I say that again? Listen, we were all created by God, but we're not all children of God, y'all. We're not. Let's go a little bit further. Check this out. I'm going to give you some Bible for it so that you know. All right? Look at this, Colossians 1:16. For by Him all things were what? Created, that are in heaven and the, does that mean me? Does that mean you? How many of you know we were all created? All right, now watch, but let me draw a distinction. We're not all children of God. Prove it. Here we go. You ready? Let's look at it. Look at what your Bible says. Look at this. John 1:12. For as many as received Him. Do y'all see that? For as many as received Him, talking about Jesus, He gave them the right to be called who? Children of God. Okay, now let's flip it around. But to those who did not receive Him, He did not give them the right to be called children of God, because they're not. We are children of God when we put our faith in Christ and trust Him for eternal life. We are not children of God when we don't ask Jesus to be a part of our life. It's as simple as that. Oh, we're all children of God. I've heard that so many times. It's like, listen, if you have someone, well, first of all, if we're all children of God, why are we trying to evangelize? Why are we trying to get people to be saved? Why are we trying to get people to give their heart to Christ? Why are we trying to get people to come to church? If everybody's a child of God, why don't we just let them be? Hello? Hello? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. The truth is, we're all not children of God. Now, let me say this. On behalf of God the Father, He desires them to be children of God. He wants everybody to be reconciled to Him, right? But there's only one way. And that's Jesus. No, every religion's the same. Oh, beat my head against the wall. No, not all religions are the same. Jesus is the only answer to every problem that man has, praise God. Right? No, we're all children of God. No, we're not. We're not all children of God. Let me prove it. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to be called what? Children of God. Look at Romans 8, 14 through about 17. For as many as are led by the Spirit, come on, these are. Did y'all see that? Listen, the only way you get the Holy Spirit in you is ask Jesus to become a part of your life. I could add this. Well, it's when you repent of your sins. There's another one that makes me want my head explode. Because people say, when you repent of your sins. No, no. Asking Jesus to be a part of your life has nothing to do with the confession of sin. That is kick over somebody's religious cart. Here's what the Bible says. If you believe in your heart, Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead, then you shall be saved. For with the heart, man believes, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pastor Charlie, don't you repent? You repent by saying, Jesus, come into my life. I recognize I'm a sinner. Did y'all get that? Well, this is good. Huh? You're being challenged tonight, huh? All right, here we go. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. In other words, we need the Holy Spirit leading us. That is what allows us to know we are children of God. Has the Holy Spirit spoke to you lately and said, hey, don't do that. Or go this way or go that way. Or like you're mowing your grass at 5 o'clock on a Saturday and He says, go get ready for church. You're here. Led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God, all right? Check this out. Look at this. It goes on. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Watch this. Here we go. Next verse. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirits that we are what? The children of God. And if then we're children, then we're heirs. Heirs of God. And watch this. Joint heirs with Christ. Jesus is my brother. Did y'all get that? Hey, check this out. You need a revelation of this. If anything that Jesus qualifies for, I qualify for. Anything. Watch this. Anything Jesus is being punished for, I am being punished for. How many of you know Jesus paid the price, got up 3 days later, He's not being punished for anything. He's receiving an inheritance from the Father. How many of you know we should be living in that same belief system that Jesus is not judging me, God is not mad at me, I am Jesus' brother, we bros, we hanging out, anything God has is a blessing and He's going to pour it out on my life, praise God. We're joint heirs with Christ. How about this? I'm not going to hell, and if I do, Jesus is coming with me and we're going to rule the place. Did y'all hear that? And I don't mean that because I'm good. Please don't misunderstand. I'm not saying because I'm good. I'm saying because I believe in Him and what He did on the cross, and He's that good. He's that good. Amen? Oh, yeah. We're not all children of God. Well, they're just children. No, they're not. Matter of fact, let's go a little bit further. Watch this. Look at this. This is 1 John 3:10. Behold, and I'm going to read 10 verses here. Hopefully I won't wear you out, but I promise you're almost done. We're on three. We only got four things. There's probably 10 things that make my head explode when people talk Christianity, but this is number three. All right, here we go. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called, come on, help me, children of God. Now, here, listen. If you have Christ in your heart, is it okay for you to call yourself a child of God? Yeah, so don't back off of that. You're a child of God, okay? You're a child of God. It's okay to say it. It's okay to claim it. It's okay to say, you're a child of God. Matter of fact, check this out. Things that people say. Just today, we were looking at Facebook, I think it was, and they had this thing on there, 6 reasons you shouldn't listen to Joyce Meyer. Well, me being the inquisitive kind of guy that I am, I'm like, let me check out what they're talking about. I clicked on it, and number one was, you know, they were silly things. And one of them was this: she claims she's not a sinner. She claims she's not a sinner. They were saying she was false and you shouldn't listen to her because she says she's not a sinner. Shows you how smart they are. Shows you how smart they are. Hey, everybody, look at this. Listen, there's only 2 people on the planet, sinners and saints. You can't double dip. Ain't no double dipping. You're either a sinner or you're a saint, but you didn't do 3 miracles. We're not Catholic. Catholic Church, you got to do 3 confirmed miracles and die, which I don't know what sainthood does for you after you're dead, but apparently it matters to them. Come on. That's a true story. You guys didn't know religion is a trip. But anyway, the truth of the matter is, check this out. The truth of the matter is this, get this, that they were saying that you should not call yourself a saint and free from sin, because anyone who does that is denying they're a sinner. Here's the truth. When you got born again, you got pulled out of sin. That doesn't mean you don't sin. It means that the entity of sin or original sin no longer lives in you. You have the seal of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God in you now. And you're not a sinner. You're a saint. Right? Say, Pastor Charlie, I was born Catholic. I'm still Catholic. I'm just a bad Catholic. That's the way it works in the Catholic Church, all right? But my point is this. My point is to say you're redeemed by the blood, and you're either redeemed or you're not. You're either saved or you're not. You're either a saint or you're a sinner. You're either saved or unsaved. Everybody get that? All right, look at this. Beloved, now we are children of God, and has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, and we shall see him as he is. Look at this. And everyone who has this hope purifies himself. In other words, everyone who has Christ in him purifies himself. I don't need to tell you to quit sinning. You got the Holy Spirit and the Word of God telling you you should stop doing that crazy stuff. Right? Okay, look, purifies himself just as he is pure. Whoever commits sin commits lawlessness. I'm reading through this fast. There's a lot in here, but I'm trying to get down to the end. It says, And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no what? Sin. Are you in him? Then there is no sin. I didn't say you didn't sin. I'm talking about the entity of sin, and don't even get me going on noun and verb, but anyway. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Pastor Charlie, but I do sin. No, he's talking about original sin. You don't have the sin of Adam and Eve that's been passed down onto you. You don't have that sin anymore. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor knows him, has that original sin. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the what? Come on, devil. And the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Watch this. Next verse. Whoever has been born of God, come on, help me, does not sin. That's me and you. Watch this. He cannot, for the seed, the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of what? God. Yeah, watch this. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifested. Can I tell you, there's only two teams. Did y'all get that? Children of God, children of the enemy. That's the way. Boy, that Bible is narrow. I know. Look at it. He says this, whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. There's a lot that I could go into, but here's my point in this. In this, the children of God are manifested. In this, the children of the enemy are manifested. Y'all follow me? That there are, as much as we had to say it, children that are not children of God. Did y'all hear that? Now, is it our hopes and our desire and our belief that God wants to save everybody? Well, that's not even our hope. We know he wants to save everybody. But the idea that all religions are the same and the idea that everybody's a child of God, that's just not Bible, y'all. God never said that. God never said that. Matter of fact, he says the opposite. He says, no, there are children of the devil and there are children of God. And you better know which one you are. If you don't know, you're probably not a child of God. Boy, that's strong. I know. Work with me on it. Look at this. Last one. And this one I hear every once in a while. Not so much. Everyone goes to heaven. Come on, how many of you believe that? Man, don't believe that. That's not true. Look at John 5:24. Most assuredly, I say, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has what? Everlasting life. Watch this. And shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death into what? Listen, that really, I know people look at that verse and they say, oh man, that's a heavy verse. That's a bad verse. Listen to what it's really saying. It's saying this. If you believe on Jesus, you passed through death. You don't pass death. You're in eternal life right now. Oh yeah, I know. Your body's going to wear out and you're going to lay it down. But you're still now in eternal life. At the moment that you ask Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you entered into eternal life. Yeah. You entered into eternal life. There is no death no more. Death has been defeated by Jesus. You say, well, I still got to die. Your body has to lay down, but you will never suffer death, death being separation from God. Amen? Never be separated from God ever again. You're in eternal life. The path of the righteous grows brighter and brighter. In other words, your walk with God should go deeper, stronger, and closer each and every day of your life for the rest of your life. Till you step over death and enter into everlasting life for eternity. Come on, that's cool, huh? That's cool. I think of John 3:36. How many of you know John 3:16? Come on. For God so loved the what? World that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him should not die, but have what? Everlasting life. Next verse. For God did not send his son into the world to judge the world, but that through Christ he might save the world. Amen? Listen to that same chapter. The last verse of that chapter says this. He who has the son has life. He who does not have the son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides upon him. Now, does that sound like everybody's going to heaven? Come on, you can't believe 3:16 and not believe 3:36. 3:36 says, listen, you who believe in him, you have life. He who doesn't believe in him shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides upon him. When? From that point on. See, check this out. Well, yeah, I don't need to belabor it. You get the idea. Amen? Here it is. 3:30. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life. He who does not see life, but the wrath of God abides upon him. So those are the four things. Now get this, everybody. Your four things that people say may be different. But my four things that I hear Christians say all the time, that really just kind of, it's not what the Bible says. That's it. Those are the four, I think. Number one, when Christians die, they become angels. How many of you know that's not true? Come on, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? set you free. Why? Because if you believe you become an angel when you die, listen, the truth of the matter is you're lowering your class of who God has made you. Amen? Number two is what? Come on. All religions, you know, it's like airplanes. We're all flying into Indianapolis International Airport. We're all just a Delta, you know. No, the problem is all these planes are going in different directions, y'all. There's only one plane going to the one place. And that's the plane that Jesus is on, praise God. Amen? Not all religions are the same. How about this? We're all children of God. How many of you know we're not all children of God? I know. How many of you are glad Toph didn't bring this message? How many of you know Toph's glad he didn't bring this message? Yeah. Hey, listen. The truth is we're not all children of God. I know people say that on TV and I know they mean it. Man, I wish it was true. Oh, do I wish? Listen, here's the truth. You ready? The reason we're doing everything we're doing is so that everybody can become a child of God. Do you think it's my heart that everybody becomes a child of God? Yeah. Even the guy that cut me off the, yeah. Nobody cut me off. I'm just making it up. Come on, am I right? We want everybody to be children of God. Everybody. And of course, we have to preach it. We can't say that there is no place called hell. There is a real place called hell. And people are going there if we don't do our part to reach them and love on them. Amen. How many of you know those are four things? Now, you may have different things, but those are the four things. And I did it all. I did all four things in less than 40 hours. Amen. Come on, if you would, bow your head. Let's pray.